So there's just so much that can be said when it comes to just these foundational literacy skills, when it comes to storytelling, and why it's so important that we want students to share their voice and share their thoughts in a safe environment, because really that's where the magic happens.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you're used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes, you are in for a treat. This is a special bonus episode of the podcast in partnership with Book Creator. Just like on Tuesdays, these bonus episodes are designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. If we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the links and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Book Creator, the simplest, most inclusive way to create content in the classroom. March is Be an Author Month, a celebration of reading and writing and the chance to turn our students into authors. Let's help them find their voice. Head over to bookcreator.com and you'll find resources and ideas to help you get started. Today's episode is titled Finding and Celebrating Student Voice, bonus episode with Book Creator. And I talk with Randy Arndt, Head of Literacy Learning at Book Creator. I have been a super fan of Book Creator for a long time, and this March they're celebrating Be an Author Month. So we talk all about student voice, storytelling in any subject area, and all of their free resources for educators. Let's dive into the conversation. Welcome to the podcast today, Randy. I am so excited to chat with you about finding and celebrating student voice. But before we jump in, can you share with listeners a bit about your role in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the head of literacy learning at Book Creator currently. Prior to this, I've been a curriculum designer, an elementary teacher, a principal, a literacy coach. So education really has been my life for over 15 years. And so I'm just so lucky to have gotten this role. Not very many ed tech companies right now have these types of like head of literacy, because they, at Book Creator, we really see how important it is to make sure that this is something at the forefront of not just our product, but really of our messaging, our marketing, everything that we're doing, because it's really for students. So my day-to-day is just like it was when I was a teacher. You just never know what's going to be coming your way, and that's fine. But it's really about content creation. So making sure we have the, you know, research best practices that we are providing for our users. It's webinars. It's meeting with districts to talk about how they can embed Book Creator into their curriculum. A little bit of everything. So it's been really fun.
Well, I'm excited for you to share just from your perspective in this role now, and of course, your work, right, in classroom and in district settings, right, for our conversation around this idea of student storytelling, celebrating student voice. And I, of course, for any listeners who followed along for a while, know that I'm a Book Creator super fan. As we're recording today, just yesterday, I was making All About Me books with educators in Illinois. So spend a lot of time thinking about storytelling. And today we're talking about helping students become authors and find their voice as storytellers. And student voice, it's a term that we hear a lot. Can you explain what it means to listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. And so obviously voice means a lot of different things. And depending on if you're a kindergarten student or you're a, you know, postgraduate student, it could mean a lot of varying things. But really, it's really about sharing your story, sharing your experiences, being comfortable to share that with the world. And I was a kindergarten teacher. And so at that point in time in your educational journey, when you're only 4, 5, 6 years old, you don't have all of the skills yet to write your story, right? But you can definitely use your voice and share it with your physical voice. You can share your story through pictures. Right now, I know with all the digital tools, emoji stories and, you know, all of those fun giphies, that just being able to share information with others. And I think in our current digital age with social media and platforms and like every child between the ages of 7 and 10, I think, want to be a YouTuber. So being able to have a platform where they can share in a safe environment. And so that's really what we're trying to elevate with Book Creator and what like story, like sharing your voice really means. It's also really about being accessible. And so we know that not everyone has a physical voice, right? Many students need to communicate in various ways. And so being able to have a platform that can allow video, if you use American Sign Language as your primary voice, or, you know, if you don't yet have the ability to type or write your story, that you can use so many other means. And so that is really something we are wanting to highlight, is that student voice looks really different depending on your age, your accessibility levels, et cetera. And so having that ability to really want to showcase that and share that with others.
And those are such important points to highlight, especially for an educator who might listen today and try and wrap their head around what this can look like with their group of students, or if they're in a coaching role and they're supporting lots of different educators and therefore lots of different students, right? That idea of student voice can mean a lot of different things. And even as you were saying emojis, right? I was thinking, like, you know, we all send, or many of us, right, send emojis over the course of the day. And we know that that one emoji can tell a whole story, right?
Right.
Responding to someone's question. And so even that, right, really giving that the extra just attention, right? That there's all these layers of storytelling that students can participate in. And you alluded to it earlier when talking about your role and the focus on literacy. You know, many schools and districts are turning to the science of reading this year, really across content areas, so not just inside an ELA classroom. So how does student storytelling connect to best practices for literacy instruction?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where I get like my nerdy literacy coming out, because I get so excited about the brain research that really has been coming to the forefront of everything that schools are really doing in terms of how our brain works and how students learn to read. But not only that, there's such a power in storytelling. And so just by having like a physical oral storytelling, your brain actually takes in like 5 times more information through a vivid storytelling experience than it would if you're just reading data like on a chart. And it's amazing to me that the amount of vocabulary that students can acquire just from listening, right? Like getting the context clues, having the meaning. And so that comprehension is there. And so you're building on those really foundational skills, even by just hearing a story. But not only that, the same thing happens when you read a really good story that excites you, and that you're like, you know, if you have a book, you're like, I just can't put it down. It's because your brain is physically like lighting up like a Christmas tree, and you are taking in all of this information, which is why you can vividly like picture it in your mind. You can be able to retell it in vivid details from what your experience was. And I think that is what is so powerful. And I think many times, especially at the like elementary, middle levels, and I guess even at high school, where students maybe don't have the strong literacy skills, right? Like they're in fifth grade and they're reading at like a third grade level, and they're already like disappointed. They don't want to showcase. But by having other platforms where they can still share their experiences and share their learning, it not only helps their brain grow and become better learners, but it also helps the teacher then understand what problems or ways to support that student moving forward. And so there's just so much that can be said when it comes to just these foundational literacy skills, when it comes to storytelling, and why it's so important that we want students to share their voice and share their thoughts in a safe environment, because really that's where the magic happens.
Yeah. And that formative assessment connection you just made too, right? This idea that we can hear more from students, therefore we can get a better, fuller picture of their understanding or where they need support or what they're really excited about, so that we can lean into that, right, in other parts
Yes.
of the school day. And so, you know, as we're together today, I can't help, of course, but ask about Be an Author Month. Last year, I featured it on the blog, and here we are again. It is spring, and March, right, is Be an Author Month. So what is Be an Author Month exactly, and how can students and teachers participate?
Yes. So I am really excited. This is my first Be an Author Month at Book Creator. So I am like all in. And so really what it is it's kind of like another reason to celebrate reading. Like, March is reading month. That's a nationally known holiday, if you will. It's also March into literacy month, which is kind of a fun play on words. This is book creators' way of taking everything that we do so great and sharing it out with the world. And so wanting teachers and educators to use literacy across all curriculums, being able to like be an author. So I encourage educators to jump in. We have a ton of resources. Even if you're not comfortable or familiar with Book Creator, like now is your time to jump in, because we have like easy step-by-step, like how to write a personal narrative for your students. Like that'll be coming out. There will be our March activity journal. And so that's something that there's something for every single day for students that celebrates the different holidays or the different like, oh, March 20th is World Storytelling Day. We've got some partnership opportunities. So if you use Epic Books at all, we've got a great opportunity where we have created some literacy books to go with like activities to go with some of the most popular series. I'm not going to say it, but I am going to say it. Cat Ninja. So exciting. If you're familiar with Epic at all, you know that is like the number one series that they have. And so we've created some activities to do with students after they read the story on Epic. There's just so many things. Webinars, so you can get more learning. We've got some great speakers. So it's really just a month of resources and opportunities for students to share their voice. So as we've been talking about, that's our theme this year is refining, finding, and recording your voice. And so we really want students to have that ability and feel the power, really, of being able to be storytellers. And so that's really what our month is all about.
I love that finding, refining, and recording your voice, because if someone has been inside of Book Creator before, they know there are so many options for ways that students can capture their voice, right? And share their story. And I just love that someone could open it up and accomplish almost a similar task, like tell a story about or create something around their research, but then present it and share it in so many different ways. So such a great connection to different partners. So if someone listening is using Epic but hasn't used Book Creator, right, or is using something else, right? What, you know, a perfect time of year too, just as we know. I mean, March is a birthday month for me. I love March, right? But I also know that it is a time of year that can feel a little like, come on already, right?
Yes.
A little gray, like, here on the
get me to spring break.
Right. Like, I get it. So I just love that this can infuse so much energy into a classroom environment while at the same time aligning to literacy goals, SEL goals, right? All the things that we know are so important. So I would love, Brandy, to hear some of your favorite, right, projects for celebrating student voice. Do you have any elementary, middle, high school examples you can share with listeners?
Yes, absolutely. And these will all be linked, I believe. There's a book that Monica's going to share, and so you'll have access to these student examples. But I've pulled a couple of my favorites that I think are just so powerful when it comes to student voice. The first ones really are just how Book Creator can be so great, as we mentioned, like for app smashing. And so we had a kindergarten classroom make stuffy stories. So like they literally took like images of their favorite stuffed animals. And then from the stuffed animals' point of view, like why they love their owner. And so you have these little children, and then they used Chatterpix? Chatterpix kids to like animate the little mouse on their little stuffies. And so then it's like, I love my, you know, Emily because she tucks me in at night. And it's just so sweet. But it's a way for them to really have their voice come alive. With some of the features, they were able to use speech to text, so they weren't necessarily having to write it. And then it just, again, shows how you can embed so many other features and make it, you know, hitting those digital standards, hitting those SEL standards. So it was just really fun. Another example that I think, as we've mentioned, is that, again, you don't have to use your physical voice. And so we've had students from Beverly School for the Deaf create their stories about how you can help the world. And it talks all about, like, you know, recycling and turning water off, but it's all done through her sign language, like on ASL. And so, again, having that platform for students to share. And then also, we have so many high school and beyond students and users that use it for portfolios or for showcasing their work. And so one of the ones that I really like to highlight is from the Arizona State University. They did a young writers, and I think they do this like every summer, like the little workshops, but they took all of their poems and put them into this beautiful book creator magazine that then they can share out, and they have from year to year to showcase all of these amazing written works that these students have done. And so again, it's just having that platform to be able to share anything you really want with the world, but it's safe, right? Like my kids are on YouTube, YouTube kids, and it's always like, all of a sudden you'll hear something or see something, you're like, how did you even get access to that? And so making sure that it is a safe environment for them to do so is really important as well.
And such great examples. And I appreciate the high school examples too. I know when I share Book Creator, I always say, right, it's really K-12, right? You can really, you know, all the way up to adult learners making, you know, books that they're really proud of. I know I've seen conferences even use it for like their program, right? So there's just so many different ways to use it. I think sometimes it's hard for people to wrap their head around without seeing some examples. So I'll make sure to link out to the ones that you mentioned so that they're easy for people to find and explore. And I mentioned the cross-curricular piece earlier, but before we finish up, I can't help but just ask again, right? For listeners who are outside of the ELA classroom, who are excited about this, but maybe looking for ways to make it work right within their to-do list, right, of curriculum goals, how can they encourage and support their students as writers and authors during Be an Author Month and beyond?
Yes, thank you. This is great because so many times, you know, when I come into meetings and I'm like, yeah, I'm the head of literacy. And they're like, well, I teach math, or, well, I teach PE. Like, what is this? And there are so many ways. As I mentioned, I'm going to go back to my nerdy brain research, that vocabulary acquisition is so important regardless. And so there are so many studies right now that show learning any new vocabulary. So thinking about the terms you're using in your algebra class, the terms you're using in your biology class, students need to be exposed to those vocabulary terms at least 8 to 15 times in order for them to stick. And so when you think about that, being able to showcase those vocabulary, that's like a simple thing, right? Like everyone has to learn vocabulary regardless of your subject. Mm-hmm. But that has such a huge benefit for future learning, as well as making that embedded and stick in their brain so that they understand. And then that breaks down into word parts, right? And word meanings. And so if you know the Latin roots and you know where it comes from, you can then determine what those meanings are. So that's one like easy way that cross-curricular. And then again, sharing that grade level text orally. So as often as you can, being able to not expect students to read it independently, but being able to listen, or giving them the option to listen. Because again, that storytelling, you can pick up so much meaning and comprehension, even if you can't physically decode those words yet. And so giving them the ability to listen, or if you read things aloud or share videos, again, to make it multimodal, those are types of things that you can do in any classroom, in any subject, that can really benefit your reading brain.
I love that for someone who's maybe a literacy coach listening, who's looking to make connections for some of their educators, or someone who is in a classroom where, like you said, right, there's a lot of vocabulary, a lot of domain-specific vocabulary that they're introducing to students. What a great, you know, interactive way. I'm even just thinking about the graphic organizers inside of Book Creator right now that help with vocabulary support. So just so many things to explore. So Book Creator has oodles of resources for Be an Author Month. You mentioned some of the webinars and different partnerships. Can you tell us a bit about where people can go to find those resources and pick some things out that would be a good fit for the work that they do with students?
Yes, absolutely. So we actually are going to create a hub on our website this year to make it a lot easier. That was some of the feedback that we received last year, was that like, you have so much great information, but it gets like embedded and hidden, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you just go to our normal website, bookcreator.com, there will be a big banner at the top, and you can click on that banner, and that'll open you or send you straight to our Be an Author Month hub, where you will find oodles of resources. So it'll be links to the webinars, links to blog posts. It'll have all of the resources that I've mentioned and then some for all of our users to have. And then again, there's always other ways to find examples. We have tons of examples and templates so that you don't have to start from nothing if you're not as comfortable with design. use a template and just get your students going. They will be excited. I promise you that. We also have a really fun, we're bringing back on Twitter, Tweema. So the world is my audience.
Yeah.
And so we've done this a few other times, but we're bringing it back for Be an Author Month this year. And so encouraging your students to create a book about them, which they love to share all the time. Yeah. Like, this is my favorite football team and this is my favorite food, and sharing it. And we're going to put a collection of these books out for the world and then be able to see all the different countries and places that your book is read. So we're really excited about that project to really showcase that becoming an author, having an authentic audience. And again, yeah, so there's going to be so many things on our website. So please take a look the entire month of March and beyond. These aren't going away anytime soon. So we're really excited.
Well, I will make sure to link out to everything so listeners can find what's the right fit for them. So many great resources. So Randy, where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about your work?
Yeah, awesome. Well, I am at Book Creator. So randy@bookcreator.com is my email. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. It's just Randy Arndt. And then also on Twitter, although I will mention that is a 2024 goal for me, is to get better at my social media platforms, but it's at Randy Literacy. So yeah, that's where you can find me. And I'm so excited to share out more.
Perfect. Well, Randy, thank you so much for unpacking all these resources, helping us think about student voice and Be an Author Month. So appreciate your time today.
Yes, thank you so much, Monica. It's been a joy to be here with you.
It was so much fun chatting with Randy today. I think you can tell how much we're both excited about the topic of literacy across the content areas and all things Book Creator. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from the episode. Student voice can mean lots of things. Storytelling is an important literacy skill. Every student can be an author. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at Book Creator. Thank you to Book Creator for sponsoring this episode. To find out for yourself why students and teachers love Book Creator, head over to bookcreator.com and create a free account today. If you're listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically. That way you won't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. March marks the 5-year anniversary of the Easy EdTech podcast, and it's been so much fun taking a look at the new reviews popping up on my podcast apps. Have a great week, and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.